Welcome to That Anxiety Guy, Episode 4, The Power of Memory. Hey everybody, Drew here. Thanks for stopping in to listen. Today I want to talk about memory. I specifically want to talk about the power of memory to trigger symptoms and sensations of anxiety, the things that feel like panic. I want to touch upon how understanding that process can actually go a long way toward helping you make some forward progress at exactly the time that it feels like you're going backward. But I really want to start with relaying a little bit of what happened to me this past weekend, because that's really what inspired this topic and made me want to talk about it today. So last Thursday, I set an appointment with one of my customers, and this appointment involved me getting out of the house by myself and driving over to my office on Sunday afternoon, where I knew I'd have to spend maybe an hour or two on the phone with them working on a project that we were doing together. Now, in my business, working on a Sunday afternoon isn't necessarily out of character. It's something that happens now and again, so that doesn't really bother me. And I'll also tell you that for the past few years, based on all the hard work that I've done years ago, none of that stuff is really an issue. But if I go back into the fall of 2008 and the winter of 2009, knowing that I had to do something that would have been disastrous for me, the anticipatory anxiety the minute I planned that event would have been crippling. Back in those days, I had a really hard time getting out of the house and into the car by myself and going any further than about a quarter mile from the house. Now, my office was about 3.5 miles away, but it was virtually impossible for me to drive there without going into a panic, and absolutely impossible for me to go there and stay there, especially alone, without experiencing extreme anxiety and often panic. So there's a big difference between the way things were then and the way things are now. So I set this appointment knowing full well that it was coming up, and I really didn't give it a second thought. Now, come Friday, we started getting weather reports that indicated that we were going to have some pretty bad weather over the weekend. We've already had kind of a miserable middle January into February, where there's a lot of snow on the ground here, and it's been pretty cold. So it's been a crappy winter up to this point. Well, we knew that more bad weather was coming, and aside from being annoyed at that, I didn't give that much thought either. Now, Saturday afternoon, as predicted, the weather started getting kind of bad. The wind was blowing and the snow came and it was hard to see and it was freezing out. We had wind chill factors well below 0 degrees Fahrenheit. And I found that as the day moved on into evening, it got dark, the weather got worse. I started feeling anxiety. Now, that's not necessarily unusual for me, because even though I live a pretty normal life right now, I still do experience anxiety on a regular basis. The difference is that I don't let anxiety change my life in any way. I don't avoid things because of it. I don't cancel things because of it. Sometimes it's there and it's really an annoyance and an inconvenience, but I don't let it stop me from doing anything. So when I started to feel kind of anxious, you know, I didn't really give it too much thought. I wasn't sure why I was feeling that way, but I didn't think too much about it. Now, as the evening progressed and we got into Saturday night and the weather continued to get worse, I started to feel even more and more anxious, and I actually began to feel a little bit afraid. And when I thought about it some more, I realized that I was actually feeling anticipatory anxiety about having to go out the next day, Sunday afternoon, and go to my office by myself and work on this project with my customer. And that really surprised me, because that's something, while I used to struggle with it all the time 6-7 years ago, in the last few years, that has not been an issue at all at any time. So it really surprised me and kind of bothered me a little bit that I was feeling that way. And that feeling continued to grow as we went into late Saturday night and the weather continued to get worse. And I woke up on Sunday morning and I found that when I woke up, I was feeling even worse. I wound up sitting in the kitchen by myself. No one else was awake in the house yet. And I was trying to get some work done. I was prepping for this Sunday afternoon project. And I'm watching the snow blowing outside my kitchen window. And I'm really, really feeling that anticipatory anxiety about having to go out and do this project on Sunday afternoon. And at that point, not only was I feeling badly, but I was beginning to feel badly about myself. I wasn't quite sure why I was feeling that way. It felt like a huge step backwards into a time that I thought I had left long ago, and it was really starting to get me down. And as I began to dwell on it a little more, I got up from the table and I shut my laptop and I stood with my cup of coffee, decaf coffee, of course. I stood with my cup of coffee and I looked out the window in my backyard, and I just was watching the snow. You couldn't even see across the yard. The visibility was terrible, and I knew how cold it was out there. And as I'm looking out the window, I literally had that little light bulb go on over my head. I had that aha moment, and I realized that looking at that weather And knowing that I had to go out on a Sunday by myself, drive to my office and work on a project with a customer really reminded me of those bad days back in the winter of 2009 when we also had a terrible winter. We had cold, we had snow, we had ice, we had wind, we had all of that bad stuff. And every once in a while, I would be forced to get out into a complete panic-inducing situation in that weather. And I realized at that moment in my kitchen this weekend that it was the power of memory that was triggering my anxiety symptoms. I was back in the same situation that I had been in back in 2009. I'm not that same person anymore, yet my symptoms appear just like they did 6 or 7 years ago. So the power of memory to bring that all forward and bring those symptoms out, bring those sensations out, you know, it's something that I had not thought about. Almost immediately, I had to chuckle at myself for not thinking about that. I am a dyed-in-the-wool behaviorist and learning theorist. I completely understand the incredible power of the human mind to learn patterns and repeat them subconsciously, automatically, with no effort. So when you learn to be afraid in a certain situation, why was it a surprise to me that I was afraid when that situation popped up again? It really made me laugh a little bit. I didn't feel bad about myself anymore. Almost instantly, I felt kind of goofy for having missed that, what to me was an obvious point. And as soon as I had that realization, I started to feel much better because I wasn't continuing to add, you know, that negative judgment, feeling bad about myself, getting down about myself, being a little bit perplexed and confused. That was all adding on to the anxiety symptoms themselves. I was fueling the symptoms by adding that stuff on top of it. And as soon as that extra stuff went away, because I understood the process of what was going on, then the anxiety symptoms themselves began to go away as well. And I sort of laughed about it. And then the time came and I did go out, and it was brutally cold and it was freezing and it was no fun. But I went over to the office and I spent about an hour and a half and I took care of my customer and everyone was happy. And I came back home and warmed up and had a great Sunday night with my family. And the point that I'd like to make here is that you cannot underestimate the power of memory to drive some of what we're thinking and feeling at any given time. So I'd like to specifically address this to the folks that are listening that maybe have been making some good progress. Maybe you were housebound for a long time and now you're able to get out, even in some small way. Maybe you were riddled with anxiety 24/7 and you're able to find times of calmness and peace now. So you're actually starting to make some forward progress. Maybe you're getting your life back. But every once in a while, you find that you're back in an old pattern of avoiding, of fearing, of having those symptoms and sensations take over, of having those negative thought patterns take over and having your brain start racing and running away. When that happens, I want you to try and stop for a second and really consider what in that specific situation may be triggering a memory. You know, it could be anything from, for me, it was the weather. It was the combination of the weather and the project that I had to go do that triggered it. Memory could be triggered by a lot of things. It could be where you are at the time. It could be the people you're with. It could be the smell or taste of food that you're eating. It could be the music you're listening to. There's any number of things that can trigger a memory and transport us back to another time. And if that other time was stressful and full of panic and anxiety and fear, then that memory can lead to more panic, anxiety, and fear. So if you take a second and really think about it, like, why am I feeling this way? Does anything about your situation at that moment remind you of a bad time in the past, a time when you were panicky, a time when you couldn't leave the house? When that happens, it's perfectly normal to start to have those feelings again. It doesn't mean you're sliding backwards. It means that your brain, in its infinite wisdom, is repeating patterns that it has taught itself long ago. And we do know when we're fighting anxiety, not fighting, when we're working to overcome it, we do know that it takes a tremendous amount of work and repetition and practice to unlearn those negative behaviors. We learn them really quickly. Unfortunately, it takes a long time to unlearn them. And the same holds true for cognitive behavior, for thinking and emotion and that sort of thing. So memory can bring you right back, whether it's a day ago, a week ago, or 5 years ago, can transport you back almost instantly and put you right back into a situation physically and emotionally that you thought you had left long behind. And guess what? You did. It's just your brain playing a little trick on you. So when you find yourself in that situation, if you can kind of search your memory banks a little bit, see if you could find some parallels between where you are at that moment and where you were at some other time in your past, you may find that you also have an aha moment, that little light bulb may turn on above your head and you'll have a eureka and you'll figure out why you're feeling the way you're feeling. So do not underestimate that. It's a big deal and it can make all the difference in the world. And I do talk to people on a regular basis that often struggle with the idea that they're somehow backsliding, they're going backwards instead of going forwards. I hear all the time, I've been doing so well, and suddenly last week I had a really bad day and it's been all downhill since then. Well, it could very well be that bad day last week was kind of based on some old baggage coming up, some memory coming up. And when you give it a lot of weight and you add some more angst to that, then yeah, it's easy to start a negative cycle that can continue for quite some time until you figure it out. So again, don't discount the power of memory in this process. Understand how it works. You got to buy into that concept. And just like anything else, when you find yourself in that situation, you've got to practice identifying that, knowing when it's happening, backing out of that. It's just like any other skill that we learn here. The ability to recognize anxiety brought on by memory is a skill, and the ability to back yourself out of the situation and look at it objectively so that you can begin to calm down and not negatively judge the situation, look at it completely objectively, that's also a skill. It takes practice. So while you may begin to recognize what you're doing to yourself, don't feel bad if you can't immediately put a squash on it, because as anything else, it takes some time, it takes practice, and it takes work. It takes persistence, it takes patience. The same things that apply to exposure therapy and that sort of stuff also apply when you're dealing with your own thought patterns. That's what I came up with this weekend. And when it struck me, I said, you know what, this is a perfect podcast episode. And I hope it sheds a little bit of light on that for you. I hope maybe it gives you some insight into some of the things that go on in your own life, and that it's helpful in some way. I'm going to start wrapping it up here. And if you enjoyed the episode and if you're enjoying the podcast, I'd like you to do me a favor. Head on over to the website at thatanxietyguy.com. If you'd like to know when new podcast episodes are produced, you can sign up for my mailing list. It's free and it's just there for email notifications of new episodes. You can also find links to my Twitter, That Anxiety Guy, and the Anxiety Guy Facebook page. And I'd love it if you would comment. Tweet me or comment on the Facebook page, or I'll be enabling comments on all of the episodes because they'll all be posted there on the website. You can listen right on the website. You can comment right there. You can comment via Twitter or Facebook. And like I said, sign up for the mailing list. It's an easy way to be notified when a new episode is published. If you're on iTunes, a positive rating always helps the podcast. So if you're enjoying it and you think it's helpful and you think it might be helpful to other people, a positive rating, a positive comment helps spread the word so more people might find it. So thanks for checking in, and I will see you guys in the next episode. Until then, keep moving forward.